Washington, D.C. is in the midst of celebrating all things Indian, a 3-week festival of dance, music, theater. There are antique saris and contemporary art on display. And for a taste of India, the festival turned to the country's top chef, Hemant Oberoi.
India is a vast country of 25,000 dishes, 25,000 recipes, known, unknown, and I want everybody to enjoy the best.
Hemant Oberoi is in charge of all the restaurants in the luxury hotel group The Taj. That's more than 100. He works out of its legendary Taj Mahal Palace and Towers in Mumbai. We joined him in the kitchen at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts to get a demonstration of some of the dishes he's offering, including this one, Kali Mirch Kamurk.
Which is a chicken with the peppercorns. You heat up the oil, you add a little bit of the cumin seeds, you add the chopped onions, you add the chopped ginger, half a teaspoon of the garlic paste. If you don't get the sound of crackling of the cumin seeds, you can never make a good food.
That's one of the key moments when you know it's working, is when you hear the cumin seeds rattling in the pan.
This chicken is already marinated with yogurt. So here we add the crushed peppercorns to the dish. Now I'm going to finish it with a little cream.
And I can see the cream is absorbing all those, all the onions and the spices, and turning a little light brown.
Cooking is the easiest thing in life. I enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
Although that's not what I wanted to do in life.
You wanted to be a doctor?
I wanted to be a doctor. Then I wanted to be an army officer.
There's a joke in India that the career choices that make the most desirable husbands are doctors and engineers. So Oberoi says his family was shocked 40 years ago when he went into cooking. There were no models for such a career, but he became known for bringing international cuisine to India in a series of elegant restaurants. And before opening his first Indian restaurant in 2002, he spent a year traveling around his country in search of the authentic, dishes that would never be offered in a 5-star hotel.
I wanted to bring back the forgotten recipes, and I wanted to make sure that we don't open another Indian restaurant where it is only tandoori chicken and biryani and kebabs. That you can get in all the restaurants.
One dish in particular that Oberoi rediscovered made a new hit out of a traditional worker's lunch, a dish that had all but disappeared, atta chicken, which roughly translates to dough chicken. It dates back to a time in Punjab province when every little house had a kind of brick oven known as a tandoori.
And in the olden days, the lady of the house will marinate the chicken in the night, wrap it with the leftover dough of the bread, and she will leave it in the tandoori oven on a slow fire. By the morning, when the man of the house was ready to go to the for work, he would carry the chicken, which was fully baked, and the bread was baked and the chicken was cooked. That was a atta chicken, which was probably in 30s and 1930s, 1940s, it was prevalent. We brought the dish back. Within 6 months to 8 months, all over Punjab, the original atta chicken, all the outlets came up, and hundreds of them now.
So you can take credit for like atta chicken joints all over Punjab.
That's okay.
Chef Oberoi shared several recipes with us at the Kennedy Center Kitchen, and you can see them on our website. Essential to most is that very Indian mix of spices, cumin, cardamom, coriander, cloves, and more, called garam masala.
Garam masala is a magical powder. It varies from a person to person, grandmother's secret recipe to mother's secret recipe to so on.
And is this your secret recipe?
Not so. I'm very open about the things. No two people can make the same food the same way.
Chef Oberoi operates 7 restaurants in just the Taj Mahal Palace. And he was there at its most tragic moment back in 2008 when terrorists attacked Mumbai. The gunmen roamed the halls of the Taj for hours, shooting anyone they saw.
I got a call from one of my chefs. Chef, there's a shooting going on. In a minute, I said, close the door, switch off the light. That's how 120 people's lives were saved, because the lights were switched off and the doors were closed. and they walked past those restaurants. And then there was a banquet going on where we had a wedding of 200 people. We immediately closed the doors, brought everybody into the from the back areas into a safe area behind my office. And we made sure they are looked after in the night, because from 9 o'clock till 1:30, people were hungry also, although they were scared. So in fact, my team was making sandwiches. My team was looking after the fresh tea, coffee being served to them in spite of everything going on.
And this is when this, when you say everything going on, this was where the hotel, parts of it were on fire?
Yeah, that was on the, we knew where the fire is taking place. We were trying to make sure that all the guests are safe.
Of the more than 170 people who died that day in Mumbai, 31 were in the Taj, including 7 of Hemant Oberoi's chefs.
Was it hard to go back in after the hotel was repaired?
Not really. We reopened in 21 days with a new cutlery, new crockery, new glassware.
And people came.
On the opening night when we opened, there were 1,000 people in the lobby to show solidarity to us.
Hemant Oberoi is one of India's best-known chefs. He's showing off his country's cuisine this month in Washington, D.C., at an Indian cultural festival.